Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is Rabbi Yehuda Stern. And we wanted to just get a message of the week. Talk about what the parasha is this week and what inspiration we can take from it, especially at times like this when inspiration, positivity, and hope is so desperately needed. Rabbi Yehuda Stern, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me on your show this morning.
A great pleasure. So we are finding, and whether it is in a Jewish environment, in the non-Jewish world, in a work environment, people are fatigued, they're stressed, the goings on in the world weigh heavily upon all of us. And what we're looking for maybe is just a little bit of anchoring. Are you finding that in your work?
Absolutely. People are unsure, anxious, and it's not just here in South Africa, but I think the whole world's going through this with family, a friend in Israel and around the world. We're all experiencing it. And I think the anchor of Judaism has always been the Torah. That's been the anchor because it's the most consistent. It's lasted so many years throughout all generations, ups and downs of Jewish communities. And it's the same Torah that we're reading Parsha week after week. There's obviously something godly and divine in it that keeps it going. And it has a message. We got to tap into those messages to keep us sane and positive and optimistic.
So what is the message for this week?
Okay, here we go. So on this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, I want to focus on the portion of the sacrifices, which for many people, sacrifices seem very archaic and old-fashioned and don't really relate to it in today's times. And we're going to spend a lot of time tomorrow in the parasha focusing on that. So I want to maybe perhaps take a lesson from there and point out that the topic of sacrifices that we're going to read about tomorrow is specifically associated or in close juxtaposition to the appointment of Joshua by Moses. Moshe Rabbeinu appoints Joshua as the next leader of the Jewish people, the leader who's going to take the people into the promised land. It's 40 years after traveling in the desert, all right? Mm-hmm. And Yeshua is now appointed, and suddenly that follows with a topic discussing sacrifices. And the commentators ask, why did we wait all this time till the appointment of Joshua, 40 years after traveling in the desert, Erev, literally moments before going into Israel, now the topic of sacrifices appears? And the answer they give is that there's a major difference between the generation of Moses and the generation of Joshua. The generation of Moses in the desert, leaving Egypt and going to the desert, was mainly academic. They received the Torah and Mount Sinai. They lived a very, very blissful spiritual life in the desert. We read about that throughout the Torah, the journeys of the Jewish people in the desert. But it wasn't necessarily dealing with the realities of life. They didn't have a land. They didn't have a country. They didn't have a civilization. What did they have? A very spiritual and blissful lifestyle. But that very much changed the moment Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Joshua. Right. Because now he told Joshua that that blissful lifestyle of sitting back and relaxing in life and enjoying the blissful blessings of God is coming to an end. You're now going, well, not the blessings are coming to an end, but the blissful lifestyle is coming to an end. You're now going to go into Israel. And going into Israel, as we know from modern day Israel, is going to come with challenges. But the reward is extremely great. And when you go into Israel, it's going to demand a sacrifice, a korban. It's going to demand hard work, hard effort. And obviously, in the context of korbanot, we talk about animals being sacrificed on an altar. But spiritually, what does it mean, sacrifices? It means hard effort, hard work, sometimes even losing precious ones of the Jewish people. But in order to inherit Israel, in order to inherit better times for the Jewish people, is going to take a much greater effort, level of effort, than it was in the days of Moshe in the desert. And so the commentators associate the parasha of the Korbanot to the generation of Israel. And they tell us that in order for Joshua to inherit the land, we're going to have to work hard at it and go through, you know, challenges like the sacrifice and the whole difficult times. But in order to, but obviously we have to believe that Israel, a land for us, a country for us, and that applies to any area of blessing that we want in our lives. It's worth it. It's worth hard effort, hard work, sometimes sacrifice, hopefully not life sacrifice, but that does come, as we can see in Israel these days, in order to merit and to inherit the blessings and the land of Israel. I will tell you an interesting verse that we read about in this week's parasha, and those who are familiar with the Rosh Chodesh reading will know it. It speaks about the sheep of the morning and the sheep of the evening, right? The keves echad, the sheep that's offered up in the morning and the sheep that's offered up in the evening. And then the Talmudic sage, whose name is Ben Pazi, says that this is the quintessential verse of the entire Torah. He argues against his contemporaries. One contemporary said that Shema Yisrael, the verse that focuses on God's oneness, that's the quintessential verse. Another sage says that Vahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, loving a fellow like yourself, being a mensch and loving people, that's the quintessential verse of the entire Torah. Ben Pazi, who's the Talmudic sage, says that the verse in this week's parasha dealing with sacrifices, which seems so archaic and old-fashioned, about the sheep in the morning and the sheep in the evening, that's the quintessential verse. How's that possible? Why is that so essential for Jewish life? And the answer is that verse represents consistency. Consistency. Every morning you get up and you do your prayer, you do your sacrifice, you do your sheep in the morning. And every evening you continue and you do your sheep in the evening, and you're consistent. And I think that may be the trick we're looking for. What is going to bring salvation to our people, to our land, to all of us, is we got to hang on and we got to be consistent.
Just keep doing.
We got to keep on doing, and we got to see the journey of the Jewish people throughout generations, that our forefathers kept on doing and doing more, and merited to beautiful blessings like the land of Israel through Joshua, and many other blessings throughout the generations, including our own communities here in South Africa and our own modern state of Israel. Is the more we push on, if we have the consistent mindset that God's looking after us, and it's going to come with challenges, it's going to come with sacrifices, but the blessing's going to be worth it, then we're going to hang in there and stick to our values, stick to our precious identity, and hold on to that. And I think we all saw this week Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech at the Congress, and whether or not you like him or you don't, that was a moment of Jewish pride, of Zionistic pride, where he stood up to the nations of the world, and he was consistent in his message, very clear to the entire world. And hope consistency will bring the blessings that we're looking for and praying for and hoping for.
And that is where we leave it. Rabbi Yehuda Stern, thank you for that inspirational message for this Friday.